Welcome, dear brethren. This is our Sabbath lesson 363 entitled Gethsemane Part 7 of our Chapter 74 on this beautiful Sabbath, August 20th, 2022. Welcome, everyone. Our tiny thought song of our theme is entitled More About Jesus, and our dear brother will be able to share it with us.
More about Jesus would I know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus let me learn, more of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing his voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus on his throne, riches in glory all his own. More of his kingdom sure increase, more of his coming Prince of Peace. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the little tiny thoughts, by the help of the elder sibling or parents, would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mind to do so, dear ones.
Come on, Blessed Sabbath, everyone. Thank you, God, for this morning. Please protect us. Thank you to my mom and daddy. Jesus and me. Thank you, God, for this morning. Please protect us. Please protect the Sabbath boys that are about to live. Please protect all the people that's here. Please protect the Sabbath day and the
Amen.
Amen.
Family and Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's time for story, dear ones, and our dear brother Greg will be able to share with us the part 3 of our chapter 8 entitled The Temptation.
All right. The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of Matthew chapter 4 and James 4. Jesus saith unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil taketh him, and leaveth him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. And in James it says, Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Next slide. There we go. for sinful man, he was withstanding temptation. He was to be an overcomer, that they might overcome, that they might be equal with the angels and be worthy to be acknowledged as sons of God. To Satan's demand for worship, Christ answered, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Matthew 4:3-10. The love of the world and the lust for power and the pride of life, everything that draws men away from the worship of God, was embraced or contained in these three great temptations of Christ. Satan offered Christ the world and its riches if he would pay homage or worship to the principles of evil, or worship the devil and his temptations. So Satan presents to us the advantages to be gained by wrongdoing. Are there advantages to be gained by wrongdoing? I guess we're going to find out. He whispers to us, in order to succeed in this world, you must serve me. Do not be too particular about truth or honesty. Obey my counsel, and I will give you riches, honor, and happiness. That's what the devil says. In obeying this counsel, we are worshiping Satan instead of God. It will bring us only misery and ruin. Next slide. Let's see. Christ has shown us what we should do when tempted. He said to Satan, "Get thee hence." The tempter could not resist the command. He was compelled to go. Writhing in baffled or disappointed hate and rage because he couldn't accomplish his purpose, the rebel chief left the presence of the world's Redeemer. The contest was ended for a time. Christ's victory was as complete as had been the failure of Adam. So we may resist temptation and overcome Satan. The Lord says to us, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. James 4:7-8. From the story of Jesus, pages 47 and 8. Let's see, temptation. Is that it, Rose?
Yeah, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part one of our last part of this title of the temptation. This is our part three, which will end with our title, The Temptation. In our tiny tots book, Story of Jesus, that will take place August 27th or the 27th of August 2022. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are joining us. It's time for our tiny tots parents and guests to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. And we are going to continue in our water topic. So let's have our listening ears, and our dear brother Josh will be the one to share.
So, blessings, everyone. And here's today's spiritual insight lessons concerning water. Today's lesson is about the wind, nature, wind. The vapor forms drops of rain on the particles of dust or other form matter in the air. See Proverbs 8:26, forming clouds. The wind carries that clouds inland. The wind goeth toward the south and turneth about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. Ecclesiastes 1:6. This verse tells us the pattern of the air movements. Air moves from the center of the earth, the equator, to the poles, and back again. The Holy Spirit let the wind in moving the clouds moved upon the heart of Jesus to warn him of Satan's temptation, telling him Satan did not quote all of the Bible verse. Jesus denied himself and listened to the Holy Spirit. See John 3:8. The wildest winds do great good by thoroughly removing poisonous gases or pollution that hang over our big cities, like here, New York. These winds carry the pollution out over the ocean to be purified. The air and the ocean water are two great purifiers of the world. They remind us of the importance of the Holy Spirit and the water of life in purifying our lives from the poisonous atmosphere of sin. So, okay. So here's some questions that is the and you can look for the and as it says in the bottom, see the previous page for the answers. Question one, what moves the clouds inland? And two, what is like the wind? Three, what are the two great purifiers of the air? And four, what spiritual lesson can we learn from the above questions? And you go back into the previous study so you can be able to find the answers. And here's some reminders concerning the lesson of the wind. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores mind your lesson. Two, never be careless in doing your chores. Practice being careful. If you're old enough to use a knife to chop vegetables, work carefully. Listen to the Holy Spirit's instructions. Remember how Jesus would not carelessly cast himself down off the pinnacle to prove something to another. Three, discuss as a family what the sin of presumption means. And for parents, explain to the child that it is not right to do such things as playing in the street because it would be placing himself in peril that would make it necessary for his Heavenly Father to display his power to save him from danger. First selected message, page 283. And reinforce activities to do to keep, to also be reminders of today's lesson. One, observe water. Two, in the autumn, notice how the wind blows the leaves. As you rake up dead leaves, remember how the wind, like the Holy Spirit, works. In summertime, which is still right now, notice how the wind blows the dandelion seeds and other seeds about. In winter, notice how the wind blows the snow. Three, write out the words for the incomplete verse Satan quoted and then the complete verse found in the Bible. Put them together as puzzles, then compare them. Four, make a kite and fly it in the wind as you think about the work of the Holy Spirit. Five, for individual activities, stories, and poems, use the book on Child Children's Bible Table for this quarter. See your members. Here's parent food. In the councils of Satan, it was determined that he, Christ, must be overcome. No human being had come into the world and escaped the power of the deceiver. The whole forces of the Confederacy of Evil were set upon his track to engage in warfare against him. Impossible to prevail over him, the fiercest and most inveterate enmity was put between the seed of the woman and the serpent. The serpent himself made Christ the mark of every weapon of hell. The life of Christ was a perpetual warfare against satanic agencies. Satan rallied the whole energies of apostasy against the Son of God. The conflict increased in fierceness and malignity as again and again the prey was taken out of his hands. Satan assailed Christ through every conceivable form of temptation. Fifth File Commentary, page 1008. And I'll return it back to Mom.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And little ones, or elder siblings, if you want to be able to share your answers from those questions concerning the first part of our story about wind, you can be able to do so next Sabbath during our review, or even share it among your family members. And remember, more about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness, more of his love who died for me. Welcome to all the precious family that are just coming in. For those that will be listening in other devices later on recording, our opening song in the hymn section of our study is entitled Near to the Heart of God. If anyone would like to share the hymn, you can be able to unmute your mic to do so. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, bless, redeem, sent from the heart of God. Hold us to wait before thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of comfort sweet, near to the heart of God. A place where we our Savior meets, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us to wait before thee, near to the heart of God.
There is a place of full relief near to the heart of God, a place where all is joy and peace, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the dear brethren that are just joining us. If any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to open a family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Thank you, God. Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for this morning. Please protect everybody that's here, please protect the word that I'm about to learn, and please protect everybody that's not here, and we protect them, and please protect the people who's here, and we don't want them to go blind too, because maybe they're sick or something, and please put our baby there somewhere, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Mommy?
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of John, chapter 16, verse 32, from the King James Version, and it reads, "Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." This summer, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and even our guests, we will continue with our part 7 of our lesson entitled Gethsemane in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Matthew chapter 26, verse 51. "And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. Come, Haley. Matthew.
Chapter 26, verses 52. King James Version. "Then said Jesus unto him, but put up again the day thy shall
sword
into his gray
place.
For all they that take the
sword
shall
perish
with the sword."
Very good. Come, Emma. Emma? Come. Matthew.
Chapter 26.
Verse 53.
Thinkest thou that
I cannot. Now pray. To my father.
he shall presently give me more than twelve legions of angels.
Amen.
Matthew 26:54. "But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, and thus it must be?" Matthew 26:55. "In that same hour said Jesus to the multitudes, Are ye come out as against a thief with swords and spades to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, ye laid no hold on me."
Matthew 26:56. "But all this was done, that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled."
Have a blessing, everyone. Luke 22:51. "And Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye thus far, and he touched his ears and healed him." Luke 22:53. "When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness."
Amen. Today we will cover page 696 to 697. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. We are in the desired ages, page 696. If anyone would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
The disciples had thought that their master would not suffer himself to be taken, for the same power that had caused the mob to fall as dead men could keep them helpless until Jesus and his companions should escape. They were disappointed and indignant as they saw the cords brought forward to bind the hand of him whom they loved. Peter, in his anger, rashly drew his sword and tried to defend his master, but he only cut off an ear of the high priest's servant. Desire of Ages, page 696. Next slide. Next slide.
Continuing the reading. When Jesus saw what was done, he released his hands, though held firmly by the Roman soldiers, and saying, "Suffer ye thus far," he touched the wounded ear, and it was instantly made whole. He then said to Peter, "Put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels?" Continuing on the next slide. And continuing. A legion in place of each of the disciples? Oh, why? The disciples thought, "Does he not save himself and us?" Answering their unspoken thought, he added, "But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled? That thus it must be. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it?" The Desire of Ages, page 696, paragraph 3. And that scripture was taken from Matthew chapter 26, verse 54. "But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled? That thus it must be." Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear ones. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken also from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 and 9 through 11. King James Version margin, taken from the Desire of All Ages memory verse CD, volume 2.
To his soul, as he
Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are still in page 696. If anyone would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
The desire of it is page 696. The official dignity of the Jewish leaders had not prevented them from joining in the pursuit of Jesus. His arrest was too important, a matter to be trusted to subordinates. The wily priests and elders had joined the temple police and the rabble in following Judas to Gethsemane. What a company for those dignitaries to unite with, a mob that was eager for excitement and armed with all kinds of implements, as if in pursuit of a wild beast. Desire of Ages, page 696, paragraph 4.
Amen. So let's learn another scripture psalm together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 17, verse 4 to 5. And this also was taken from the Desire of All Ages memory verse CD, but this is volume 3. Continue in our study. We are in the Desire Ages, page 697. If anyone would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
Continuing. Turn unto the priest and elders, Christ fixed upon them his searching glance. The words he spoke, they would never forget as long as life should last. They were as a sharp arrows of the Almighty. With dignity, he said. And on the slide, it says, on the bottom slide, it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrew chapter 4, verse 12, King James Version. Continuing on the next slide, please. And continuing, you come out against me with swords and staves, as you would against a thief or a robber. Day by day, I sat teaching in the temple. You had every opportunity of laying hands upon me, and you did nothing. The night is better suited to you, to your work. This is your hour, and the darkness, and the power of darkness. Desire of Ages, page 697, paragraph 1. And on the slide, is a verse taken from Luke chapter 22, verse 53. When I was with you daily in the temple, you did not try to seize me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. Amen.
Amen. Let's learn yet another scripture psalm together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9, verses 30, 23 and 24. But this particular one was taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Character Building of the Memory Verse CD. Amen. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are still in page 697. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the following paragraph, maybe unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Continuing, the disciples were terrified as they saw Jesus permit himself to be taken and bound. They were offended that he should suffer this humiliation to himself and them. They could not understand the conduct, and they blamed him for submitting to the mob. In their indignation and fear, Peter proposed that they save themselves. Desire of Ages, page 697. Next slide, please.
Continuing the reading. Following the suggestion, they all forsook him and fled. But Christ had foretold this desertion. Behold, he had said, "The hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." Amen. John chapter 16, verse 32, and this was taken from the Desire of Ages, page 697, paragraph 2. And on the middle slide, it gives the full scripture of John chapter 16, verse 32 through 33, King James Version. "Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man." Hi, Sister Shaka, and Shalini.
Hello, how are you? Happy Sabbath.
Sabbath blessings. Welcome, dear sister.
Have the blessings, man. Man.
Okay, I'll start again. Okay, sorry, I'll start again. "Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That wasn't only for the disciple, that is also for us. We pray that we will not run away from the persecution standing for the Lord by God's grace. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 16, 32 through 33 margin. This one is also taken from the Desire of All Ages in the Memory Verse CD, but this is volume 3.
Behold, the hour comes.
So, dear ones, we are going to reserve our sixth question for our review section. If you have any question besides D6, you can be able to either send it before time, so like that we can do research, or you can hold it until we meet again next Sabbath by God's grace. So we have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. So we will be reviewing part 7 of our new lesson, Gethsemane. If there's any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to close our family meeting with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father, we thank you again for gathering us here once more on a Sabbath, on your blessed Sabbath day. Lord, thank you for all the blessings and the lessons that you have been giving us. Thank you for the participation of the little ones and their parents, Father. Bless us this day, I pray. Be with the ones that are ill. I pray that they will recover, Father, and be with the speaker as we go on to the next part of our lesson. Father, bless and keep him. Bless us, Father, continuously for the rest of the Sabbath day. May everything that we do and say may be to your honor and glory. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. We are keeping you also in prayer, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we are going to have our part 2 review of our Chapter 74, entitled Gethsemane, Part 7, and that will take place August 27, 2022. May God bless each and every one, leaving the scripture and also the quote. The scripture is taken from Luke 15:7. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repented more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. And the quotation from the Acts of the Apostle, page 152 and 53. It is the work of the angels to come close to the tried, the suffering, the tempted. They labor entirely in behalf of those for whom Christ died. When sinners are led to give themselves to the Savior, angels bear their tidings heavenward. And there is great rejoicing among the heavenly hosts. May the Lord bless each and every one. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath. God bless.